Today we have a special guest with us. We have OG in the house. Hey, OG.
Hey, Coco. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. It's a pleasure to have you on tonight.
Well, I'm glad I can be here.
All right. So we're going to talk about spirituality. We're going to talk about going with your gut feeling and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you did a great job in instilling that into me.
So, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So I was going to talk about, first of all, as a child, I was not allowed to go over everybody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or spend the night. Like, that was a no. Like, everyone mm-hmm. always had to come over to our house.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you was like that?
Because that's how my mother was. She told us that she felt more comfortable with us being home, and she knew where we were, and she knew what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So she preferred for our company to come and stay there, you know, because a lot of times you go over people's houses and it's not the people who live in the house, but it's the people who they bring into the house for company that may be the situation, you know, the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some things probably occurred later, earlier in her life that caused her not to trust people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so she just taught us, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Now, do you think that, like, trusting people?
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important do you think trusting people is?
Oh, I think that if you have a relationship with somebody, mm-hmm. it has to be a 10. You have to be able to trust them. Because if you don't trust them, then the bridge is broken. You don't have anywhere to cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trust is very important in a relationship.
So you're saying to have trust with people, you should already have a relationship starting to be established.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't just trust someone just off the street.
Oh, no, definitely not. Even when you recognize that you have something in common with someone who you meet, like mm-hmm. at work, you know, and you realize y'all got a lot of things in common, y'all are vibing, y'all are clicking, you know, you don't automatically just trust them. That's something that's built, you know what I mean? And that's why I said if trust is broken down, it's a bridge, you can't cross back over it, you know what I mean? So it takes time to build relationships, you know, and then realize that after somebody rides with you for a certain period of time, hey, you know what? We some good friends.
Right.
You know, they got my back. We've been through this, this, and this together. And I know they're going to ride with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not somebody who as soon as some trouble rises, they jump up and run. And they're not there to support you, you know, or vice versa. You know, because it's a two-way street.
It definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that what people, like, because you was very protective of even people coming in and out of our house.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think even that was?
Well, I think that overall, y'all chose good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who you brought home, you knew you could bring home. You know, it was very few who I told you not to bring back anymore.
True, true.
Because I saw something about them that I didn't like, you know, when they had an energy that wasn't good or whatever it was. But most of the time, the people who came over, I knew their families or I got to know their families, mm-hmm. you know. And y'all had been friends with a lot of them for years, you know. And so the relationship was being built. You know, and they may have had some qualities that I didn't like, but I was always able to go to them and talk to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if they allowed me to talk to them, then I said, you know what, I'm going to keep on trying to build a relationship with them so that they can have a good relationship with my child, you know.
So you think parents should be involved in relationships that their children are having?
Oh, definitely. How,
like, until what age do you think?
I think you should always.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I think you should always get to know people who your family's around, you know, especially your children, you know. So, you know, you might see something that they don't see,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or you might even have a good friend and get ready to lose them over something silly. And I could step in and say, that's a good friend, you know.
Right.
You don't want to lose them over this. you know, so how about you call them up? You know, I might talk it out with you, have you call them up and talk it out, you know, and see if y'all can mend the fences.
True.
You know, it could go the other way. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'd be like, leave them alone.
This
and this happened. That's just too much.
Have you ever been in a situation where you felt that other people's vibes, energy, or negative spirits got attached to you?
Yes.
And why is that, you think?
Well, my personality, I'm the youngest of 7 children, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always protected by them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't always watch what was around me. I learned that behavior after I got older and I started going out, you know, with my friends, and I felt like I had to protect them.
Okay.
Because of situations they got in. So sometimes, you know, letting my guard down, I would let somebody get too close to me. And then I realized that they had a energy that just wasn't good for me in my life. You know what I mean? Almost like they caught me off my guard. You got me?
I got you. So do you feel that the reason you let your guard down was because you trusted them a little too soon?
Yes. Or I could have. Maybe I trusted them too soon because I could have been having a good time. We could have been having fun. You know what I mean? And that might have been a problem. You know, I just liked hanging out with them. But when it came serious, I was like, mm-mm. You know.
What's some ways that you, when you encounter bad energy or bad vibes, you cleanse yourself of it?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I remember when I crossed over into my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some real bad energy around me. I had my friends, and I had a relationship. And there was one friend that constantly brought negativity into my home. You know, she would want me to go out, you know, while my man was there, and he didn't want me to go out. You know what I mean? And she performed because I was like, I'm going to chill tonight. Now, a real friend
mm-hmm.
would have been like, oh, your man's off tonight. How about you just go ahead and chill? We'll hook up another time.
Right.
You know, but she insisted on me going. And then when I told her I wasn't going, she ran out of my house screaming.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So I had to go outside. You know, I was about to put my paws on her, but I changed my mind. I told her, I said, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. You know, I called her a few words, you know, and I said, don't you ever in your life roll up in my house like that and act like that again, because I wouldn't do that to you. You know what I mean? And, over time, I had thought back over our relationship because I had been friends with this person since 7th grade.
Oh, wow.
And now I was, what, I was about 25 when this happened. And I said, she knows me very well, you know, and I have always gone out. You know, I'm the type of person who I think I'm a very loyal person at that age. I'm looking back, you know, my friends were very important to me. And I felt like she wasn't being loyal to me in that situation. And I had to look back at things that she had done, you mm-hmm. know. And she was the type that did things, and she was sneaky. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't always watching that. You got me? Because I knew her, and she had been my friend since 7th grade. I thought I knew her, but, you know, we change. People don't stay the same.
Right.
You know, some change for the better, some change for the worse. Some stay stuck back in errors. Mm-hmm. You know, but I just saw some things in her I didn't like, so I had to start cleaning my closet out. You know, I was like, I want to grow. I need to move on, you know, so I had to start cutting friends off if I wanted my relationship. I had to start cutting friends off if I wanted to grow,
right?
You know, and
so when you started cutting people off, did you gain more like intuition? Like how did it feel to be kind of awakened a little more?
Well, I was awakened. What happened was so many things had happened in my life. You know, I had experienced death that was very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
So my world had started changing. My thought process had started changing. I started praying more, you know, searching myself more, And in searching myself, I started seeing things around me. You know what I mean? And I knew I could control my environment if I watched what I let into it.
So do you say, like, do you see auras or do you feel vibes? You would say?
I mostly feel vibes.
Okay.
You know? And if it's a bad vibe, it lays on my chest real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't feel free. I feel bound up.
Doesn't it make you, like, nauseous?
It can.
Like, if it's a real strong bad, it make you, like, sick?
Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like something's laying on my chest and I'm exhausted.
Right.
You know? And so I check that energy. You know, especially if I go out to a party somewhere, mm-hmm. or something, or a gathering, and I come back home, I feel like something's swirling around me.
Mm.
You know, and it's not a good energy. It's bad. I don't go back there no more. You know, then I start watching the people who were there. If I'm around them, mm-hmm. I start seeing if that was coming from them. Like, where's this energy that I don't like coming from? You know what I mean? So as I start, like, possibly going around maybe one or two people that was there, and I say, oh, they were cool. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that, you know, but if I go around somebody and I get that, mm-hmm. you know, because you actually could go around somebody and they'd be cool, and then you go around them and somebody else,
yep.
and that energy's there.
I was just, you know, about, I mean? To say that. I swear, I was just about, yeah. to say that.
Yeah. So then it's their energy together that creates a different energy,
right.
that you,
right.
have to watch for and see what it's all about, because it's not always negative. You just have to learn the energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? I agree.
And what it's bringing to you.
And sometimes, I'm not just going to say, sometimes you can't be intoxicated and always high when you're trying to learn certain people, though. Like, I've learned in my life that certain people will try to keep you a certain way, mm-hmm. so they can treat you a certain way.
Oh, definitely.
So, somebody might constantly try to keep you high or constantly keep you drunk. Mm-hmm. Or give you gifts to do things, mm-hmm. certain things to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you always gotta watch that too.
Yes, definitely. Well, it's not always that. That's what I'm saying. You try the spirit by the spirit.
Mm.
You know,
I like that.
And you see which spirit it is. You know what I mean? People who smile in your face and that treat you good, you can look in their eyes and see evil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's very important. You know, my mother always said that when you're talking to people, look them in the eyes and you can see where they're coming from. You know, so I learned that. You know, I'm like, they're smiling at me, but that's behind that smile is something else that I don't like.
But do you think that, mm-hmm. when you look in people's, because I look in people's eyes still and I talk to them,
mm-hmm.
but to me, it I don't know if they think I'm trying to intimidate them,
mm-hmm.
or am I, because I'm really just trying to read them.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think then they get like a kind of a wall up.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, if you don't have nothing to hide, then why are you putting a wall
up?
You
don't have to put a wall up. That's right. If somebody's looking at me and they're staring at me, and they could be searching me,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But then they continue to come around me, I realize that they said, okay, she's not a bad person.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if they keep staring at me and they move away from me, doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, me, myself. I only can talk for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't be around my energy.
Right, because sometimes people, you know, can't, I mean? Take up certain people's energy.
Exactly.
And it doesn't, exactly. have anything to do with not liking, mm-hmm. someone or not, but everything doesn't compliment each other.
Mm-hmm. So you got to put it where it fits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And you got to know yourself. Once you know yourself, you won't fall for the hokey doke, you know? And it takes you just getting by yourself. You can't be around people all the time. You got to get by yourself. You got to meditate. You got to pray. You got to believe in something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have any type of belief system, you're going to fall for any old thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the sooner you get to know yourself, the sooner you face yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, you and I have been talking and we brought up some old stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I had to walk back through that. And then today I realized after we went through this conversation and we've had these other conversations about spirits that there was still some pain where that was concerned.
Right.
You know, so then I had to address it. I had to get myself back together and say, you know what, Lord, I could go through this. I'm strong enough to deal with this.
Did you think, you know, that you didn't deal with it at the time? that's why it still, when it came up, how, like, what, 30 years later, yeah, it came back up. It hurt because you didn't deal with it then.
You know what I did? And I realized what I did. Because of my daughters,
mm-hmm,
I brushed it under the rug because I wanted to be strong standing in front of you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I didn't want you to see me completely fall apart in that area. You know what I mean? That way. So I just brushed myself off and I kept on going. You know what I mean? And when it came back up, it wasn't as heavy as it was before,
mm-hmm,
but it still had a little bit of ache to it.
It's still stung.
So, yeah, stung.
But that's human. But I just think people just tell us so much to like, weak people feel emotion. And I think that mm-hmm is the number one thing that you should not do with your child.
Nah,
like, if a child or, like, if an adult, like, when you feel something, feel it,
mm-hmm,
process it. Because I have mm-hmm delayed emotions. So sometimes mm-hmm it might take me a couple months to process something that happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you got it honest.
And then I would want to address it back with the person, and they're looking at me like,
and they're done.
What are you talking about? I'm like, well, that hurt mm-hmm me. And they're like, oh my God, like, I just said you look fat in your pink dress. I'm like, well, that still bothered me.
It bothered me. And now I need to talk to you about
right
that. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, and I realize now, because I'm older, that was silly. And I've always talked to y'all, you know, I always set you on my lap, even when you were little, you know, right on my lap and looked at you and told you the truth,
right,
as mm-hmm much as I could tell, you know. And I think that was my first hurt. And I was young.
Right.
So I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to process it. I was embarrassed. You know what I mean? I was embarrassed by it. I know all these emotions now because I'm older
mm-hmm
and I've dealt with other relationships to understand it.
I mean, I know it's your personal business, but can you please tell the listeners exactly what you was embarrassed about? Just a little bit, so they'll know exactly what it was you was embarrassed about. Because I don't really think it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Don't you got a paper that says stuff you can't ask me? I told you things don't ask me.
I'm just saying, like, what you're embarrassed... Okay, I'm just going to say it, because this is the Graham Girls, and this is a podcast that
Okay, back up for a minute. Now I'm going to have to cut you off. Don't try to get rich off my story. Don't be Wendy Williams in my life.
I'm not
right
Wendy
now.
Williams in your life. I'm just trying to get people to understand exactly what you was embarrassed about, because I think a lot of women get embarrassed about this, and it has nothing to do with them. Like, the reason, mm-hmm, like, it has nothing to do with them. Like, it mm-hmm does. It really is. It has zero to do with them. It has everything to do with the other person that's involved.
Okay. I'm gonna do this for you. I'm going to do this
for
you. What
you going to do?
Listen. I'm going to tell you this. That it has to do with my relationship. I wasn't sure how I wanted to say it. It has to do with a relationship that I had very young. And people are going to have to tune back to hear the whole story. You're going to have to stay mm-hmm tuned, you know? And I'll tell you the story as I see fit to tell it in its time.
I'll take that.
But I just want to say that when you're young and you're faced with choices, you have to know that certain choices will affect you for the rest of your life, mm-hmm, you know, and you have to think about other lives that you bring into this world and how it's going to affect them.
Absolutely. You know,
that's very important as a woman, how you carry yourself.
No, I agree.
We have to care about our lives.
Our bodies.
You know what I mean? Our bodies. You know what I mean? Because we have to live in this.
Our minds.
You know what I mean? We have to live inside of this tabernacle. And I'm just starting right now just to try to get even myself back to the proper health.
Mm-hmm.
This is a battle. You know, so mentally, physically, and emotionally, we have to be built back up after we've allowed ourselves to be broke down. And a lot of people don't like to admit that they've been broke down.
No, you know, but I mean? See,
But
I think that that's the difference between successful people and non-successful people. Because a non-successful person would know they was like broken down. They was, I mean, not even laughed at, put on trial in front of everybody, family secrets exposed. But they don't let that stop them. They keep going. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that we have to be broken. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be broken so that we can be fixed properly. Because if you're walking around this world thinking you're perfect, then you're already wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we all need to have some fixing done.
Or thinking you're not hurting over something.
Well, we all got something that we're dealing with. We all have a cross that we have to bear.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Because so, I'm going to tell you this, because I think one of my biggest hurts wasn't having a proper father in my life. Even when it came to having boys come over and not really having a man there to look them in their face and you're not going to play with my daughter.
See, then I had to go pull my gun out and tell them, this is my child.
But you kind of like, make me kind of, and then like certain things you would say to me, like ass is ass, like niggas don't give a shit about nothing, kind of was, made me kind of put my walls up, which was a good thing because I didn't allow myself to be hurt by people. I didn't allow myself to be lied to by people. But then when I had my kids, I wanted their father to be there because I wanted people to, like, I wanted the two-parent household for my children because that's something secretly I wanted. But never expressed it because I just felt that if I would have said that to you, it would have lessened how much as amazing OG you was. So, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but still kind of wanting my father, like the person who actually,
the other part of you. Well, I knew that day when you went and got all the kids and you came marching up in the yard with them and told them, come on, you want to see my dad? Come meet my dad. You know? And I realized then, I was like, wow, she really misses him in her life, you know? And as intelligent as he was, you know, he fell for the hokey doke and got mixed up in some things that he shouldn't have.
Right.
You know? And again, we'll talk about that later.
Right.
You know? But he had a beautiful soul, a beautiful spirit, you know, and that's what drew me to him. The first day I met him, and this might sound crazy because I was young, and I was just talking to his friend about it because he was there the first day I met him. The first day I met him, I fell in love with him that day. It was something about his spirit when he came in there, you know. I can't say I fell in love with him. Let me back up for a minute. I loved him.
You know, it was
it was like I saw a spirit.
It was a connect. Now, was it a familiar spirit? Sometimes I think when people see people or something, it's something familiar about that person that draws you to them and that vice versa.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to tell you this because, like, again, I was young. I just know I remember exactly what he said. I remember what he had on. You know what I mean? And I just remember something happening inside of me at that moment. You know, it was a thought that processed my mind. And when I looked at him, I saw something, you know, and I just don't know if our spirits linked up. You got me? I don't know. That right there, I'm still trying to understand because as I process my life, I can see that happening throughout it. So it could have been a familiar spirit, even though I was young.
Right.
You know, it could be that spirit that was attached to me. You know what I mean? At a young age, you know, I don't know. But
because sometimes I think people might find something that's familiar about somebody and them not being able to really process it or know what's going on, they get infatuated with it. You know what I'm saying? And it is, and it might not be an infatuation, or it might be, you might have been his friend. You know what I'm saying? Or you might have was just supposed to tell him something or that. But when you don't use it, you lose it.
I didn't lose it.
But you better hurry up.
Come on, I'll use it right now.
Go ahead, sing a song.
What you want me to sing?
Sing Super Freak.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you won't take home to mother.
All right.
No, that wasn't a good one.
Sing Nikki.
No, I'm not going to sing Nikki.
But no, because we always had a dope house, though. Like, even with the three of us there, we always...
Well, I appreciate you saying
was
that.
...was able to sit, talk with each other, have deep conversations with each other, cry with each other, laugh mm-hmm. with each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we fold mm-hmm. each other. But mm-hmm. I think what was it is the bond we had, because we always had open communication. Like, mm-hmm. we would say things mm-hmm. to each other that we know it would hurt, but
it was, I'm gonna tell you love, this.
So it healed fast.
Let me tell you this. I had a dope mom.
Yes, you did.
You know what? A dope father. And they were present and available to us. Mm-hmm. And they were available to our friends. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever wanted to come in and act like they had some sense. And they never, ever counted it robbery to call their children, call the friends together. And we gathered together in that living room and we prayed. And they read the Bible to us. You know what I mean? And they gave us a foundation. They left us a heritage, you know, something that a thief couldn't break in and steal. This lay deep within our hearts. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. You're more than a conqueror. You got me?
Right.
So we got these things deep down inside of us. And when they left here, they didn't leave us, you know, millions of dollars or anything, but they left us something better than that.
All right.
Okay. And then we passed it on, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, being able to go and talk to them, you know, and really just having to pour your heart out sometimes when, you know, you look at them like, this is my mom I'm talking to.
Right.
You know what I mean? And mommy, and she would look at you and she said, I'm glad you came and told me that, you know, because I felt it, you know. So, it was deep. She had an aunt, you know, who she always talked about. And she said they used to go and they would visit her. And they lived out in the country, out in Maryland, Salisbury. And she said that when they would go home.
Right.
So Keisha knocked on that door. Yeah. What's up? Oh, I'm asleep. Open the door. You know what I mean? So dude comes out in the hallway and closed the door behind. So Keisha was like, I ain't having it. Come on, let's go in here. No. He's tried to block the door. Keisha was like, you know what? Keisha was strong when she got mad. Keisha pushed him over to the side, opened the door, and Chick was in there trying to put her clothes on. Keisha looked at him and said, bet, I don't got to do nothing to you, but I got something for you. Left out, rolled up to his baby's mama house,
wait.
Knocked on that door, because everybody's groove's getting disturbed tonight. Rolled up on that one. Yo, homie around there with some chick up in there. Oh, no, he's not. She had candles burning and everything. Told dude she'd be back in a minute.
Wait. So Keisha went to the dude baby mom house.
Yes.
Knocked on the baby mom door.
Yes.
Said your baby. And did the baby mom know Keisha?
And said, and do you know your baby daddy around there with the toe? Huh?
Did the baby mom know Keisha and the baby dad was messing?
No. She found out when the knock came on the door.
Right, so she wasn't like, what are you? Why are you? You care?
Well, let me say this. She sort of knew about Keisha, but she wasn't sure because she never really saw it.
So at that point, she was sure.
At that point, she was sure. She was kind of shocked, but right now she had another fish to fry.
So she left whoever she was in the house with.
Yes.
With her candles burning.
With the candles burning. It smells so good. At that time, where dude was, but the girl was outside. So everybody was talking, you know, finding out what was going on with homie. And so everything, you know, all the women were talking and everything. And then, you know, when they got done talking, they were going to the cars and everything. And Keisha was like, he out here somewhere. He didn't get that far. Keisha rolled around the block, came back and found homie out there. So like, where was you all that time? I was hiding behind the bush, she said. Keisha was like, you are such a punk. You know that? You could have came out and you could have solved it all. I wasn't coming out there with all y'all talking. And Keisha was like, you know what? I'm through with you. I'm done. I'm tired of this. But what she was like, you know what? I really like you though. So how about we hook up like next week sometime? Like,
I'll be back next week, nigga.
There's more to the Keisha story with that. Yeah.
I'll be back next week, nigga. That's a to be continued.
So Keisha was like, you know what? She's like, he ain't playing me like that.
So Keisha got revenge.
So Keisha got revenge that night.
That night?
Dude was scared. When I tell you the heart, if he had a bad heart, he would have had a heart attack.
Oh my God, Keisha's a bad mama jamma.
Keisha got a temper. You know? And she'll check you in a minute.
What did the other chick say? Like,
so the other chick was like, well, he told me that him and Keisha was messing around, but it was over now. And he told me that you and him will always be friends because y'all got a baby together, you know. And Keisha was like, okay, chick, if you knew that man him was messing, what you doing over here then?
Right.
You know what? Keisha shut it down. She said, I don't have nothing to do with either one of y'all. I just wanted him to know that I would do this, okay? So the conversation is over as far as I'm concerned. Got in the car. That's why she was waiting for them to pull off. You know, then she rolled back around.
What did the baby mom say?
The baby's mom was like, I was up in the house trying to get my groove on, and Keisha gonna come knock on my door and tell me that he got somebody up in here. I roll around here and it's you.
So the baby mom knew the girl?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
So
because what's wrong with honesty and letting them make up their mind? You know, because maybe, you know, the woman will say, you know what? I don't care if you got her as long as you treat me right. Let's just be real. You know what I mean? This is not the day and age for all that because there's too much going on out here. But maybe just she would go with it.
Right. No, you know what I mean? But what feelings did Keisha get to go over there in the first place? Like, that had to have been a feeling involved.
Right? I don't know.
That would have had to have been something that go through your spirit where it's like, get up.
I'm going to have to ask Keisha and let y'all know.
Yeah, because you know me, because those is the type of energies and the type of vibes that we really need to point out with ourselves and really
understand. Well, I'm going to tell you, Keisha went through that a lot. You know, Keisha would like almost, it was like she would come outside on the step, sniff in the air and say, my nigga doing something ain't right.
But that's intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people don't go with their intuition because they get scared.
Wait, hold on. Let's back up for a minute. Okay. I gotta take the nigga out.
That's staying, OG.
What?
That's staying? Because they gonna know where I get it from.
Dang.
We gotta keep it all the way 100.
Okay.
That's how you talk. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, but there's nothing wrong with it.
That is terrible. That's a word that they use to degrade Black people.
They use a lot of words to degrade Black people.
But I don't want to be calling people that. Right. Okay, you know what? You know what? I wanted you to take that nigger part out.
Because he's a nigger.
But I let you leave it in there. You know why?
Why?
Because he was a nigger. He was ignorant.
Yes, he was. And I was about to say that.
He was ignorant. Okay.
He's a womanizer.
And I don't want to degrade anybody like that, but when you treat somebody like they don't have any worth, then you deserve to be called that.
Right.
But even if they let themselves be treated like that, you don't have to treat them. There's plenty of people who I have been friends with. And you know, it was deep in high school, I was friends with the popular people. And I was friends with the people who weren't popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I've always just had a passion for anybody who was getting beat on. You know what I mean? Who was getting picked on or whatever. You know, because why are you messing with this person and not doing anything to you? You got me?
Right.
I don't went off on somewhere else.
You did.
But anyway.
But
take that out. Take that out.
But just, I mean, we have to learn how to sometimes to go with our feelings with things, even though we might not want to see the truth. It might hurt us. But
I don't know. I'm like Keisha. Truth might hurt, but I'd rather know the truth.
Listen, I'd rather know what I'm into or know what's going on than to be somewhere looking stupid later. Because if I end up looking stupid later, everything getting shut down.
That's right.
And that's why you have to be careful when you're dealing with people because you shouldn't want to be in relationships with people where you feel like you got to go do that.
Hey, let me tell you, at the end of the song, she got papers, but I got the man. She said, I will not be number two unless I want to. And right now, I'm in no mood to be number two. You hear me?
Right.
Listen to that. Barbara Mason. No, it wasn't Barbara Mason. Who was it? It was the answer to Barbara Mason song.
It was the Betty.
Yeah, Betty Wright. Was it Betty Wright?
Mm-hmm.
She's got papers, but I got the man. And then it was a rebuttal. But anyway, check it out.
I'm going to upload those to the Graham Girls. Mm-hmm. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And check that out. You know, and you have to remember that you're worth more.
Mm-hmm.
You're worth way more than you even could ever imagine.
Because it's only one of okay. you.
It's only one.
So why not treat if you allow people to get away with things that you don't like, they're gonna continue to get away with it, and it's gonna get mm-hmm. worse.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody should have to deal with even sexual partners. No one should have to deal with that. Like mm-hmm. No one should have to go through that. Just be honest mm-hmm. and be real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, as I go through this with you and I deal with, you know, my past a little bit more, because I've dealt with a lot of it, just this one situation that I'm dealing with, I'm going to help walk you through recognizing familiar spirits
mm-hmm.
when they're present in your life and how to get them off of you. Okay?
Right.
How to get rid of
because
them.
Because what did Keisha's mom say about that guy, I wonder?
Oh, Keisha's mom. You know what? I don't know. I don't think I've ever asked her with the mom. I don't think the mom really had any issue with him. You know what I mean? Because Keisha was something else her own self, too.
I mean, I'm Keisha. We know Keisha. So. You heard about Keisha's story.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Keisha don't care.
So I don't really know what the mom had to say, but...
I mean, I like the fact that Keisha is... I like the fact that Keisha doesn't mind sharing her stories. Because mm-hmm. it after it all comes and settles, we realize mm-hmm. even as women that we all have been in similar situations or mm-hmm. have known someone in similar situations and really mm-hmm. just not know what to say to them friends that are going through mm-hmm. some mm-hmm. like, bitch, leave, or mm-hmm. you're better than that. So now they right. can pop this on and like, girl, you hear what they saying? like mm-hmm. that's nothing to be ashamed mm-hmm. of. If you don't like something, it's okay to point that out. Or mm-hmm. if you need to get reinforcement, go knock on his baby mom door. Because if mm-hmm. you don't know where his baby mom lived, then you're not his girl.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Baby's mom.
Right.
Brothers, sisters. You know, something about him. Not just a name. And that could be any old name. You need to see credentials. You know, you need to know where the job is.
You need to know if you have a bank account.
You know, or what corner he's selling on. Whatever you man into, you need to know it. You know what I mean? And that's just the truth.
So you
need to know where to find him.
So you think, because I think a lot of girls think that if they act like that with their man or if they ask too many questions, then their man get irritated. So do you think a real man won't mind letting his woman know where he is and what he's doing?
Definitely not. If you don't have nothing to hide, you can have an open, honest relationship and an open, honest conversation. Yo, babe, I'm getting ready to go over so-and-so's house. I'll be back, you know, such and such a time. If you need me, call me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Hey, baby, I'm getting ready to run around here. I got to handle a few things. You know, if you need me, hit me up on my cell phone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I might not be there when you call, but I'm always on time.
Right. Because I think a lot of people think that if they ask too many questions or if they want certain answers, that people will act like they're insecure or people will act like they're being nosy or people act mm-hmm. like that's none of your business to know.
No, if you're in a relationship and y'all loving on each other and y'all love each other and y'all say, you know what, I'm committed to you. I'm not going nowhere else. Even before you get married, if you're just in this relationship,
right.
You know what I mean? If you're married, you definitely should be doing it.
I mean, you know right, I mean? That's it.
You definitely should be making your person, your significant other, feel like they can count on you, like they can trust you. Because mm-hmm. without trust, there's nothing else. Remember that.
Right.
If there's no trust, if you're not trusting that person, there's nothing
it
else.
It is not.
So just let it go right now. If there's no trust, just let it go right now. Walk away. Pack your bags right now and leave.
Right.
Okay. I'm just telling you the God's honest truth.
Because sometimes people stay too long.
They stay too long. Because then you'd be sitting up staring at them in the middle of the night. Saying, Can I trust this fool? You know, why am I here? What am I doing here? If you're questioning yourself like that, what are you doing?
Or wanting to slap them or wanting to shoot them.
Yeah, anything. Any negative vibes that constantly come up when you're dealing with that person, something's wrong. You know, and you're not, I'm going to tell you this, you're not going to always just love on each other the way that you should. There's going to be times when you don't want to be around that person.
It is true.
That's just going through hard times.
Right.
You know what I mean? That you're working on it. But you got to have communication too.
Right.
If the lines of communication are open, you always can work yourself back to that person.
Because it started with the first, when we started the conversation, we said building a relationship, building a foundation. Because if you have a foundation, then your relationship can always go back to that start.
It can always go back.
Foundation.
The foundation is important too. Remember, right. It has to be built firmly from the ground up.
Right, and that comes with what we said, trust. And
trust.
And if somebody opens up to you about something, you cannot throw that in their face in the argument.
You can't throw it in the face.
Because that's going to cut the trust. Because if I tell something, if I tell somebody, like for instance, if I say, like, I went to the lady down the street, she did my eyebrows and she messed my left one up. And then we argue 5-10 minutes, and I'm really hurt about that. Like, you could be really like, my God, my eyebrow. Like, I'm going to have to walk around this like 2 weeks. And they go, oh, shut up with your effed up eyebrow. That's going to hurt because you're like, I confided in you. And it might not be something that small. But what I'm just saying, if they confide in you about something, how they feel, you should never use that as ammunition in an argument.
That's right. I'm going to tell you, you got to be able to trust the person with your secrets.
Yes. Yes.
Your secrets have to be safe with that person.
Right.
If you don't trust them with your secrets, or if they throw them back up in your face, they're not your friend.
Nope.
And if they're not your friend, how are they going to be your lover?
Exactly.
How? I just want to know. You know, if anybody can answer that, if somebody can't be your friend, then how can they be your lover? Please let me know.
Right.
Please let me know if that's possible.
It's so sad nowadays because people just meeting people and then they bring these babies into this world and they don't even know each other. Like, they have no clue what one another has been through, what one another's mindset is like. Do they suffer from depression? Is their parents crack babies? Like, were they molested or what problems that they encounter? Can they breathe? Like, people don't be knowing this stuff about people.
They don't know it.
And it's a shame. And then you're stuck raising these children that are
that you don't even know.
Confused because you don't even know what's inside of them. And that's why.
And that's important.
It is. And that's why I always say I appreciated you telling us the truth about our father. When anything had ever came up, because it made me know you knew him, so you knew kind of what I'm capable of. Because sometimes you'd be like, "Oh my God!" Like, you got it honest, but you got to fix it.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you a little bit of compassion,
right? Well, you know, I was friends with him since I was 11 years old.
Right.
You know, we ran up and down the street. You know, we hung out with our crews. You know, we had a good time. So. It wasn't just me having a baby's daddy. You know what I mean? This is my friend first.
Right.
You know, and then my baby.
I mean, because that would hurt to lose a friend like that, though. Especially when you have kids and then you can't be friends anymore or certain situations come up. I mean, that hurts to just lose a friend.
Well, I'm telling you, he was my friend. You know, we went through a lot. But also, because of the friendship, I loved him another way too. You know what I mean? So after everything was done and it was over with, we were still able to laugh about stuff that we had did when we were younger. You know what I mean? And have a good conversation, have his girlfriend on the phone with us in the conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean? We were all cool. Yeah, we were cool. So that was nice to have that extended family
But let's just talk about her for a moment, because she encouraged a relationship.
Definitely.
Them 2 years that they was together, and I always appreciated her for that. Because if anyone,
she was a real woman.
To me, I knew she loved him because she wanted to know his kids.
Right.
She wanted to see us. Like, if you with somebody, you never see their kids, and they never go get their kids, or they never take you over. to where their kids mm-hmm. is at, mm-hmm. you shouldn't want to be with that person.
That's right. That's right. You know, she was all woman, though, you know. She was a little teeny lady and a little teeny body, but she was 100% woman, and she was real, you know. And I appreciated her, you know, for what she brought to his life, or what she brought to y'all's life, what she brought to my life. You know, because she could have been the type of woman, but like, don't be calling here.
Right. You know? No. Even like, I remember when he was supposed to come to my birthday party and he couldn't come. And mm-hmm. she made him call me and tell me he wasn't coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that just made me appreciate her. Because she's not, mm-hmm. you're not going to not just go. Like, mm-hmm. like nah, mm-hmm. like, you're not going
to. Let her know the car broke right. down. Let her know you're coming by.
Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to do mm-hmm. that. Like, you just not. And I thought that she was a dope woman. So that mm-hmm. made me understand even him a little bit more, because, like, those was qualities that he liked about her, I'm sure. Because mm-hmm. he would come happy. Like, mm-hmm. he didn't seem like he didn't want to come.
Right. Nah, he was chill.
Right. You but know? You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you can have people who don't want to go see their kids and act miserable the whole time they're sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. don't want to talk to them or whatever.
Don't want
to
interact with them, you know, just there because they want to watch what's going
right.
on.
Right. So, I mean, yeah. I just thought that she was a dope person, and it made mm-hmm. me understand him a little bit more, too. And I think mm-hmm. that's why I appreciated her so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I appreciate her because she brought some calm into his life for a while.
Right. Not...
You know, for as much as she, you know, as she could with her calmness, you know, she helped soothe something that was going on inside of him.
Right. And I think us as humans, mm-hmm. we all need a little soothing from time mm-hmm. to time. And that's mm-hmm. another thing you should be with, because you could be with the most thuggest, evilest person that's out in the street, but not that they should disrespect you out in the street though. But if you need to soothe the moment, then they should be able to soothe you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen the hardest thugs and they had their daughters or their kids with them, and then you'd be like, oh my God, like, mm-hmm. I just seen that nigga choke another nigga on 6th uh-huh. Street, on Brown and 6th Street, and he's beating him up, and now he's so different with his kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, so, you know, life, you know, we have to live it and don't let it live us.
And vibes, yeah. Make sure you go with your inner feelings and your gut about something.
Mm-hmm. Tap into that, to that inner spirit.
Meditate. How do you meditate?
Well, the way I meditate is I'll get a scripture. You know, I'll read it, and I'll just. Well, most of the time, I'll look up something that's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I really do. I'll look it up. I might even look the definition up in the dictionary
mm-hmm.
of an emotion. I'll tap into an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I'm feeling, and I'll look that emotion up in the dictionary. And then I find a scripture that goes along with that. And then I'll just turn everything off. And I'll just sit there until I can get some clarity
mm-hmm.
on why I'm feeling that way. You know, if I have time.
Right.
You know, if I have time to really just sit and think about it. I try to get as much quiet time as I can where I don't have anything on. You know, or I'm singing. Sometimes I'll sing and I can meditate that way and work it out. I'll clean, mm-hmm. you know. Whatever it is that soothes me or helps me to get into a calm, quiet place where I can just interact with my own thoughts mm-hmm. and my own feelings, you know, is how I'll meditate. I might go for a ride in the car.
Right.
You know, just some quiet go sit in the park. Yeah, go for a walk, whatever it might be. I haven't been walking a lot lately. I'm starting to walk again now, though. But that helps.
Right. You know,
all that stuff just adds to.
You got to make sure your health, like, it's just good. Like, people be like, oh, I need this some alone time. That's after your kids is taking care. Like,
right.
You got to fit that in, but you got to make, I mean, don't take 10 hours of alone time and not feed your kids.
Oh, right. No, take care of your children. But, you know, I used to get y'all off to school when I was able to walk in the morning.
Okay. Right.
You know what I mean? Or I would feed y'all, you know, dinner, get y'all dinner and stuff together and then go for a walk in the evening.
You know, because even with me at work, like if when I'm at work, mm-hmm. I would use my lunch hour and I would go, like, I never went to the lunchroom. And then I would go off by myself and people would be like, oh, why don't you come eat lunch with us or whatever? No, I just need some, mm-hmm. let me, this is like, by the time I get home, I'm in my mode. Let me, I'm in work mode mm-hmm. here, but this little hour, mm-hmm. I can really
mm-hmm. take some me time. I do that too. I don't go sit in the break room with everybody.
All that nonsense.
You know, I'll walk through real quick, say hey, you know, heat my food up, and I might go outside.
And keep it moving.
Yep, I just keep it moving. I like to be by myself on my break so my mind can get settled. You know, if I'm constantly being stimulated all day long with all the movement and everybody with their stuff. So my break and my lunchtime is my
right, time. And that's not, because I think people get it confused with being bored.
I like being by myself sometimes, you know, and then there's times when I want all y'all around, right. You know. I need everybody around me. I want to talk. I want to laugh, you know, to break bread together, whatever we do, you know, go shopping, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, there's those times too. And y'all know it. I'll call you up quick. What you doing?
Right. Because I think you that know? Sometimes people, let me meditate, they might think it's boredom. And it's not. Like, if you're bored, like, you're not doing it right if you're bored.
If you're bored, right. And why would you be bored with your own self?
But I'm like,
why could you ever be bored and it's just you?
I'm never bored.
Never, like, never. You should have enough things to stimulate your mind that keep you from being bored.
Let me tell you, because sometimes I'm going to keep it honest. Sometimes I do find myself in ruts where I do feel bored. And that's when I will go get a book and read it. Or I might, like I would try to stimulate myself somehow, like, go, I might look at a documentary, then look up some stuff about the documentary. I might look up some weird things online about like the prettiest bill in the world and find out why. So I just think that you
just do something. Right. Yeah.
I always try to find something to stimulate my mind. I might call a friend who's crazy that I can laugh at. And keep the story real quick. But and then I'll take my all and I'll throw it into my talents, because that's something that I think a lot of people don't work on, is their talents. So you know what I mean? I'll take the time when I do have quiet time or alone time, and I work on my talent. And I'll invite my kids in, and I let them see my talent, and I let them see different possibilities, and I'll talk to them about different possibilities, setting goals. So if I do feel type of bored, then what did you with your goal today? Like,
Definitely got a set goal.
Right. And so you get stimulated that way, because at a point, if you're bored and you have a goal set, then go work towards your goal.
That's right. That's right.
Because what you used to say?
An idle mind is the devil's workshop. Wow. You know, and that means if you're just sitting around with no thoughts, no plans, no anything for your future, then you're going to do something crazy. You know what I mean? You're going to feed into the wrong energy.
Right. You're going to feed into negative energy.
Yeah. Tap into something that's not meant for you.
Tap into something that's fake. Because I think a lot of people out of boredom will lose some type of reality. And they start making these fake scenarios up in their head.
Well, really, you just have to have hope for your future, I believe. You know, if you have a dream, you know, you won't perish.
Right.
You know, so, you know, always search for knowledge, somebody who has some wisdom that they can give you, you know, or tell you a good story to reach deep into the core.
Go talk
to
one of your elders. Go talk to your grandma.
Go to the nursing home, whatever, you know, go out here and do something good, you know. Just do something good that makes somebody's day, you know. It could be as simple as going and carrying somebody's groceries up to their door for them, you know. That's just different. People don't trust now. Right. You know, you got to do it with somebody you know.
That's what I was about to say. Don't come up.
You know, something good for somebody you know.
Don't come help me carry my groceries, because I'm going to scream.
Something good, you know, for people who you know.
That's my part. And I'm going to mace you. So I'm good.
Yeah.
But you know me, a good smile, a nice smile, a nice compliment.
Yeah, it could be anything.
You know me.
It could be something small.
It's so sad that is people will not give other people compliments. And I'm the opposite. If I see somebody with something, I'm like, oh my goodness, where'd you get that from? Or you got a new car, that look good, girl. Like, that's you. And it does change people's lives. Like, little.
Okay.
All right, everybody. This is the end of our episode for today, and we're going to end it on a positive note with a gram of truth that's going to be given by the OG.
Yes. I just want to say, if you're going to be truthful with anybody, to thine own self be true. My mother used to always tell us that. And that is something to live by. That's something to walk on. And that's something to share with somebody else.
All right. So, repeat that one more time.
Moment of truth. If you're going to be truthful with anybody, to thine own self be true.
All right.
Okay. And I just want to say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're apart, one from another, until I come on the next time and have a little sit down talking with
and
you.
And Keisha's, we got to finish that Keisha story.
Oh, because
I want to know what Keisha did that night.
Keisha, let me tell you. I'll tell you about the night with Keisha in the park.
What?
And I had to go get it. Mm-hmm. Keisha was in the park. And this is, Keisha was just always too much. She had a little bit too much to drink. Met a homie that she had been dealing with like years before. And I had to go rescue her. This was 2 o'clock in the morning after we had got done partying and she wasn't done. She wasn't done. Keisha used to get on my nerves.
That's the Keisha when she ended up under the light in the parking lot.
No, that's another one. Oh my God. Lord. Let me tell you, I got enough stories that'll last.
Keisha
forever.
Is off the chain. But you know,
Keisha's off the chain.
And that's what it's about. The Keisha stories really, because people think it's ratchet. Keisha's stories ain't ratchet. It's just about everybody being able to tell a story that they know of somebody that other people might be able to learn from Keisha.
You could sometimes you can learn what to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? It don't always have to be.
Because listen, I'm with you chicks know? Knocking on baby mom's doors now. Like, go get this baby. If you can't handle him, go get his baby mom. Because one thing a nigga is scared of is his baby mom.
Baby's mom.
She can take him to court. She can get him in jail.
Hello. But I'm going to tell you this, though. Keisha went to the baby's mom's house. But did you see how her and the baby's mom didn't argue?
Right.
They just told each other the truth, backed off of it, left it alone, waited for dude.
Right, because their beef wasn't with each other.
There wasn't with each other. It was with dude, not being honest, not being truthful.
Right.